Grace and peace to you in the name of Jesus, the one who will come again, the King. Amen. I want to talk about a part of the epistle today, 1 Thessalonians 5. We pray as we consider the word of God further. Pray with me. Lord, your word is a lamp for our feet, a great light for our path. May it shine upon us this day. Give us ears to hear your word. Give us hearts to believe it. Show the way to paradise in your blood, Jesus. May we all believe in you, trust in you, and have no condemnation, no fear of that last day. Give faith in Jesus' name. Amen. Dear friends, the end is near and there is much work to do. Yes, the end is near. Either the end of the world when Christ returns or the end of our lives, quite frankly. And there is much work for the Christian church to do because the world is lost in darkness. And so with urgency, we go make disciples of all nations. We are ambassadors of Jesus Christ in whatever we say and do. We are the light of the world, the salt of the earth. We love our neighbor and love our neighbor and love our enemies and love God. So much to do. We're servants in this world. Again, ambassadors for our Lord, His witnesses. But today, for a few minutes, let me talk about the most important thing we need to do as we near the end. For us, our kids, our youth, everybody. This is where it's all out. This is where it begins. What do we got to do, Pastor? We're nearing the end. This is what we got to do. We need to stay awake. Did you get it? I guess you didn't if you were sleeping already. You need to do what? Say with me. Stay awake. Keep the faith. Don't become lazy. Don't become apathetic. No ho-hum, I'm going to go to heaven anyway. I'm a Christian attitude. Stay awake in the faith. Keep the faith. Because it's can be a long journey, humanly speaking, till heaven. Until we get there or He returns. And Paul says these words in 1 Thessalonians to them and to us. For you, talking to the baptized and those that believe, for you are all children of light, children of the day. We are not of the night or of the darkness. So then, let us not sleep as others do, but let us stay awake and be sober. Seems to me the church, especially in America, falls asleep too easy. The ho-hum, I'm a Christian, I can do what I want. May the call go out. What are we to do? Stay awake. Now, three things we need desperately to stay awake, to keep the faith. We need friends, we need food, we need focus to keep the faith. And these are all given by God. First of all, to stay awake, we need Christian friends, Christian family. We need church. We need each other. Look around at each other. We need each other to stay awake in the faith. Or we will fall asleep and fall asleep fast if we don't have each other. We need to encourage each other. Paul says at the end of the text, therefore, and this was at the end of last epistle's text too, encourage one another and build one another up just as you are doing. Church, be the church. Your friends, your family, encourage each other to stay awake. You may have to put your arm around somebody and say, hey, brother, you're straying. Come back. What are you doing in your life? You may have to gently rebuke someone. You may have to yell at someone to finally get through them. I don't know. Nudge them. Encourage them. Whatever. But come back. Come to Christ. Stay awake. For salvation's at hand. What are you doing in your life? My mom, I found out when I was very young, had a very strong index finger and thumb. And with her really strong index finger and thumb, she could do that to my skin really, really hard. It's called a pinch in church. And I learned early on, if I was trying to sleep or goofing around, I got that right in the thigh. She did it very subtly, so no one knew she was doing it. But I got it right there. And she gave me a frown, saying, you're going to get clobbered when you get home, young man, and there's going to be no Dunkin' Donuts either after church. You better wake up and pay attention. This is Jesus Christ. This is salvation. This is heaven and hell. There's no games, kid. And where's the parents to do that today? To shake the kid up a bit. The junior high kid, the youth group kid. Stay awake, kid. This is salvation. Follow Christ. What are we doing in our lives? And where's the fingers for our friends and neighbors? Sometimes we've got to give people that good little pinch. Wake up. You're strained. You might be wondering what to get someone for Christmas. It's that time of the year. People are shopping already. Well, maybe you need to think of a family member, a friend, whoever, a member of the church who is backsliding some. And maybe this is your gift to them. Don't go to the mall for them. Don't go to the store. They don't need that stuff anyway. Maybe you got to pull them aside in the corner in love and say, friend, family member, I love you. And you need to wake up and realize what's important in your life. That's my gift to you. I'm not going to get you a gift. Your gift is in the manger. His name is Jesus. Your gift is in the church every Sunday and Wednesday. Jesus. Wake up and believe and follow, because you're falling asleep, friend. And I fear for you. Maybe that's your gift to someone this Christmas. You don't have to go to the mall for that either and wait in long lines. It's called love and courage. That's what it's called. Rather than asking people, what are you going to buy for so-and-so at Christmas? What are you going to buy for so-and-so? What are you going to buy? Ask people, what do you believe at Christmas? I could care less what you're going to buy so-and-so. What do you believe about the one in the manger? Do you have faith? Are you following? What do you believe? Now, there's a question that just might save that person. And your little gift won't save anybody. Just a thought. We need each other. Who can you shake up in love a little bit to wake up? We need food. Oh, we need lots and lots of food to stay awake. When I was in college, my wife would tell you, we went to St. College in Chicago. She was the excellent student who actually read the books and studied beforehand along the way. And I was the guy who crammed everything in the night before. And so I would have a test the next day. I wouldn't read a thing, but I'd read all night and study my notes all night and cram it all in, stay up till 4 in the morning. I'd get an A too, for that matter, so wouldn't encourage that for a student. Or I had a paper due. I'd blow it off until the night before and stay up all night typing and so forth and get an A on my paper usually too. But I had to stay awake till about 4 in the morning, so what would I do? Well, I'd wake my honey up, Ann up, and say, we got to go to 7-Eleven. So about midnight, we'd walk to 7-Eleven, and I'd go get a 44-ounce Coke, and licorice, and Skittles, and M&Ms, and Jolly Ranchers, any kind of food to stay awake. It was to stay awake. I got to sip, I got to eat, I got to stay awake and stay alert. And oh, what wonderful, wonderful food God given us to stay awake. We have 66 books of the Bible, which are all wonderful, sweet honey for us to stay awake. It's called the Word and the Sacrament. This is our food, God's Word and God's sacrament. Oh, how wonderful and sweet it all is. 66 books, and how many have you read? And how often do you read? And maybe that's why you're falling asleep. Are you hearing the Word of God, reading the Word of God daily, coming to Bible study, learning the Word of God, or is it just something here or there? No wonder why you're falling asleep and your children are. Wonderful variety in these 66 books, Old and New Testament. We got the Pentateuch, the writings of Moses. Oh, salvation is there. We have prophecy and history. We have wisdom literature. We have the Gospels of the New Testament, the Epistles, Revelation. It's all there. You want variety? It's all there. All about Jesus Christ. And He's what keeps us awake. So read, study, learn, hear, and stay awake. And eat and drink and stay awake. The Spirit keeps us awake in the faith, trusting Christ. I read a cute little story that goes like this about a little boy who was really hungry. The story goes, little Johnny and his family were having Sunday dinner at his grandma's house. Everyone was seated around the table as the food was being served. When little Johnny received his plate, he started eating right away. Johnny, please wait until we say our prayer, said his mother. I don't need to, the boy replied. Well, of course you do, his mother insisted. We always say a prayer before eating at our house. Johnny explained, that's our house, but this is Grandma's house, and she knows how to cook. Yeah. I would never encourage anyone not to say a prayer before you eat. There's a boy that's hungry, and he knows where to get really good food, Grandma's house. And oh, how I pray we're hungry people. And we know where to get the good food. It's called God's house. It's food of word and sacrament that we long for and hunger for, and we can't get enough, and we should pray for it and thank Him after we eat it. Is that hunger there? Or are we too full of the stuff of the world to be hungry for God? Friends keep us awake. The food of God's word and sacrament keeps us awake in the faith. We're alert to God. And then we need focus. Oh, how we need focus. We're on a path to heaven, and you guys that drive, you know what you need when you drive. You got to stay on the road. You got to open your eyes and focus. You can't be looking around. You got to keep your eyes on the road so you don't crash. And on your destination so you don't crash. And that's the Christian life. Christ is the way. And the goal is heaven, glory, resurrection. The goal is the New Jerusalem, the gold streets, the pearly gates. That's the climax, the goal. I'm going to go see the King. I must keep my focus on Jesus. My focus on the climax, the goal, and not get distracted by all the other stuff of the world. Focus. On a cold, cold, dark morning, what's the best thing that gets you awake when you're sleeping? Well, for me, it's not the alarm clock. I just turn that off. For me, it's not the elbow from my wife, get up. I can take the elbow in the side. It's not that hard. It's not flipping the covers off. I got enough insulation here to keep me without any covers. I got my own self-made cover. What really wakes me up is when Ann gets up and she turns on the light. Oh, no, not the light. Oh, please. That'll wake you up on a dark, cold morning. The light's on. But it's good because I need to get up. There's work to do. God's word is a lamp for our feet, a light for our path. And in that word we have the bright light of heaven that gleams forth. The bright light of Christ, the light of the world. And the light of the New Jerusalem beams forth. The light of glory is all right there. Oh, we're going to go to heaven. And may that light shine on the church to wake us up. May God ever shine that light brightly upon us. His word, wake up. You know where you're going. You know what life's about. Wake up. I had a member tease me this week. Here's a joke. You know I like to joke around. He said, Pastor, you're going to go see the movie this weekend. There's a new movie out this weekend. You're going to go see it. And I'm not a moviegoer. What movie are you talking about? Well, Pastor, you really like it. You really relate to it. Well, what movie came out this weekend, I guess, that I will really relate to that I'll fit right in? Dumb and Dumber 2 is the answer. Okay, I realize, ha, 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 I'm a little slow of mind now and then. Well, more than now and then. But I'm here today in the pulpit to say I am wise in the eyes of God. Let whoever say I'm a dummy, fine. I care what God thinks, and I am wise. A wisdom He's given me. I don't take credit for it. For I'm baptized, and I believe in Jesus Christ. By the power of His Spirit. And I have friends like you to keep me awake. Praise be to God for all of you. And I have my focus on glory, on heaven, and the work to do until I get there. And that's all the wisdom God's given me. So I'm not dumb and dumber, friend. I'm wise and wiser. And what about you? What about your kids? What about your friends? Dumb and dumber, or wise and wiser through faith? The end is near. It really is. He will come again soon. If He doesn't, we're all going to die pretty soon. The end is near. Much work to do. Above all, with all the work to do, above all, stay awake. We stand.